the Chan Nadal, Avi Elazar Isama. And that's all it says. It says the fellows of Aaron. It doesn't talk about the children of Moshe over here. So Rashi brings a Chazal. Bela told us Aaron and Moshe, but ain't a masker El Ben Aaron. It doesn't mention anyone except for the sons of Aaron. But Nikru told us Moshe, and they're called the Toldos of Moshe. In other words, if it says these are the Toldos of Aaron and Moshe, and only mentions Aaron's children, not Moshe's children, it must be that it's saying that Aaron's children are also considered the Toldos of Moshe. Lefisha limbed in Torah, because he taught them Torah. Malamit, Shekola Malamit, has been Kaveri Torah. So this teaches us, anybody who teaches somebody else's child Torah, Torah considers it as if he gave birth to it, as if he fathered it. Beyond, so what does the Pasuk say? Beyond Dibra Hashem as Moshe. It's funny, it says, Ve'el tells Aaron and Moshe, beyond Dibra Hashem as Moshe by Sinai. These are the Toldos of Aaron and Moshe on the day that Hashem spoke with Moshe and Hasina. So what do you mean on that day? So Rashi says, "V'yoyim dibra Hashem es Moshe nasu elu hatoldos shelo yishlim nam Torah mashalom in piagvur." It was on that day that Aaron's children became like his, became his toldos, because he taught to them what he learned from Rabbi Shlomo. So the Maral asks an obvious question: if anybody that you teach Torah to becomes your toldo, then why do we say that the Toldos of Moshe are the sons of Aaron? The Toldos of Moshe should be all of Klal Yisrael. He taught all of Klal Yisrael Torah. The whole Torah was given to Moshe Benet to give to Klal Yisrael, and he taught them all Torah. So why are we singling out, why does the Torah single out the sons of Aaron, say that they're the Toldos of Moshe? Why not all of Klal Yisrael? And this, the Maral says that, it says that the whole Torah was given to Moshe for the purpose of giving over to Klal Yisrael. It was a tzivoy for him to receive it and give it over to Klal Yisrael. He says it's not possible to say, to call someone a toldo when you teach him Torah, if the reason you're teaching him Torah is because of a tzivoy. Since the whole Torah was given for Klal Yisrael, and it was given to Moshe for the purpose of giving to Klal Yisrael, giving it over to Klal Yisrael, so then his teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael on the Rabbi Shlomo's behalf does not make us his toldos. But the children of Aaron that he taught them extra, not only like he gave over, we know he taught them a few times, not only like he taught all of Klal Yisrael, he taught them extra, they became his talmidim. So in that sense, it's kilu yoldai. Although Rashi does say that they became his toldos on that day. Maral asks, why only on that day? He taught them Torah constantly afterwards also. So he says, because this tells us that even if you teach one thing to a person, even if you teach one thing to a person, you become his child. Nevertheless, that even that one thing has to be something that you're giving on your own. But Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Torah to all of Klal Yisrael, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave Torah to him specifically for that purpose. That doesn't make us his toldos. I think to explain that a little further, in Parshas Aschana in Kriya Shema, it says, "Veshinantam levanecha." You have to teach your children. Veshinantam levanecha. You should teach your sons. So on that Rashi says, "Levanecha, elu hatalmidim." Veshinantam levanecha. Banecha over there doesn't mean your sons. It means your talmidim. Maral says, "How do we know that it means talmidim? Why shouldn't we understand it's Pashut Pshat, it means your children?" Because then it wouldn't say Banecha plural. The fact that it says plural, a person could have only one son, each son is unique. The fact that it says plural says that's what we know it means Talmidim. But in any case, Vishinantam of Banecha, Banecha is Elu Talmidim. Then Rashi goes on to say something very difficult to understand. He says, Matsinu b'chol mokim shatalmidim kruyim bonim. We find all over that Talmidim are called sons. So he brings a number of examples that the Bnei Anavim, you see that the Bnei Anavim were called Bonim, Chizkiyahu HaMelech taught Torah to all of Klal Yisrael and he called them Bonim. He brings, and it's just like Talmidim are called Bonim, so the Rav is called an Av, Like Elisha said, Ovi, Ovi, Rachav Yisrael. Roshav said about Elio. So you see, so he brings all these rayas that Talmidim are called Bonim, and the Rav is called an Av. But there's one raya that I left out, which is the first one he brings, which is what's a Pella to me. Matina Mechol Mokim Shah Talmidim Kuyim Bonim. Shenemar Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. But it says, you are children, sons, to the Rabbani Shalom. Klal Yisrael. So Rashi brings the Pasuk, Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, as a raya that Talmidim are called Bonim. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, and it says on Klal Yisrael, it's by the mitzvah of Loises Goridim. We're not allowed to make scratches on ourselves, on a mace, and lasasim karcha. There it says bonim atam l'Hashem l'keichem. The reason we can't do it, Rashi explains over there, is because since we're bonim, if bonim atam l'Hashem l'keichem, lasas goydedu lasasim karcha ben enechem l'mace. Rashi says lasas goydedu lasitnu gadida v'ser devsarchem. Don't make scratches on yourself on mace. Kederach shalom arim oisim like the goyim do. Because you're the children of the Rabbani Shalom, and you're roy that you should look nice and not scratched up. That's what it says, Banim Atem L'Hashem L'Keichem. Because we're Hashem's Banim, therefore we should look nice. That's, we're the king's children. We have to look nice. We can't go around with scratches and so on. Because it goes on, Ki Am Kodei Shatel L'Hashem L'Keichem. Your Kadosh, which Rashi says means you have Kedusha from the Avos. And in addition to that, in addition to the fact that you're the children of the Avos and you have Kedusha because you're the children of the Avos, Hashem also chose you on your own. So this pasuk where it says, Banim Atem L'Hashem L'Keichem, that's, Rashi doesn't say it over here in Re'ei, but in Reskanan, on Meshinatem L'Venecha, he says, Bonim, Bonecha, Elu HaTalmidim. He says, and we see that Talmidim called Bonim. Where do we see that? Shenema, because it says in this pasuk over here, by Lois is good, it says, Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem. So Rashi's learning, Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem is because we're Talmidim. Because who's Talmidim? Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem. Obviously he's saying, we're the Rabbani Shalom's Talmidim. Right? Because we're the Rabbani Shalom's Talmidim, therefore that's why we're called his Bonim. So first of all, this is very shrewd, we'll get to it in a minute, but first of all, that's Mustam and Pshat, that the Maral is saying that the Pasuk says that the children of Aaron were called the Toldos of Moshe, and not all of Klal Yisrael, even though for the same reason that Aaron's children are his Toldos, because he taught them Torah, that should apply to the rest of Klal Yisrael. He says no, because the rest of Klal Yisrael, he had to teach Torah. What he taught to the sons of Aaron, that was on his own, therefore they're his Toldos, but not the rest of Klal Yisrael. That's what Samuel said. Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Keichem, Eidwa Eilu HaTalmidim, it's where the Rabbani Shalom, we're called his Bonim. Why? Because we're his Talmidim. So how are we his Talmidim? Because of Torah. Who taught us that Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. So Vaistah, and yet, we're not called Moshe Rabbeinu's Bonim, right? We're called the Rabbani Shalom's Bonim, even though Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's teaching us that Torah. It says, whoever you teach Torah to, you teach somebody else's children Torah, it's Kilu Yolda, it's Kilu, the one who's teaching it to them. Gave birth. I mean, we're going to say because it's the Bani Shalom's Torah, so that's, then the whole cloud doesn't make sense. And anybody who teaches somebody else's Torah, he's called Bani Shalom Lachim. Why is it, why are the children of Aaron called his Torahs? Because he's teaching Torah. Whose Torah is it? The Bani Shalom's. That's what the Maral says, that it depends. If you're teaching on your own and giving over the Torah you learned on your own, that's Kilu Yolda. That makes him your Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Torah specifically on the Rabbani Shalom's behalf. That's what it was given to him for, to give it over to Klal Yisrael. So that teaching did not make us the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu, that made us Bonim Shel Mokan. That's upset. Eilu HaTalmidim, Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Keichem, because we're Talmidim. Who made us Talmidim of the Rabbani Shalom? Moshe Rabbeinu. But still, that makes us Bonim Shel Mokan. So Moshe Rabbeinu caused us to be Bonim Shel Mokan because he taught us Torah, but not his own Talmidim, like the Maral says, because that he was doing directly on behalf of the Rabbani Shalom. So there he was a conduit. It's basically, the Rabbani Shalom is teaching us Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. But when a Rebbe teaches a Talmud on his own, then he becomes his third. It's my little cousin, Kilu Yolda. That L'Chayitam Pashup Shat, you have to say, to explain why these are his Torahs, and we became Bonim L'Mokim through Moshe Rabbeinu teaching us. Then, what the Pella is, Banamatam Hashem Lakeichem. That's the raya that Talmidim are called Bonim. Right? When it says Vishinanta Bovanecha, and that's Elu al Talmidim, it says, like we find all over that Bonim are called, that Talmidim are called Bonim. Where do we find that? Shinema Bonimatam Hashem Lakeichem. So Rashi brings that pasuk of Bonimatam Hashem Lakeichem as a raya that Talmidim are called Bonim. So now, that can only be a raya if we know that the reason why it says Banim Atam Hashem Lakechem, the reason why we call their Banim Shalom's Banim, is because we're his Talmidim. Right? If there could be another reason for us to be called Banim Hashem Lakechem, then that's not going to be a raya that Talmidim are called Banim. Even if it's true, you have other rayas that Talmidim are called Banim. You have other rayas, you have from the Nevi'im, from Elisha, from Chizkio, there, we had no other reason to be called his Banim, other than the fact that he called, that he taught us Torah. Okay. So from there you have raya. But by Banim Atam Hashem Lakechem, the only way that could be a raya, that Talmidim are called Banim, is if that's the only explanation as to why we're called Banim Hashem. Banim Atam Hashem Lakechem, right? If there's another reason, then you can't bring a raya from there that Talmidim are called Banim. Maybe we're called Banim because we have that kind of relationship with the Baruch Hu, which is Lechaira, how we would understand. Without this Rashi, in Veschanan, who says on Veshinatim of Venecha, Elo Talmidim, and he says the Raya is from Banim Atam Hashem Lakechem. Without that Rashi Lechaira, we would not say in Parshat Shaf that Banim Atam Hashem Lakechem is because we're the Baruch Hu's Talmidim. We would say that we have a relationship of Av and Ben with him. So how do we know that it's because we're Talmidim? And not only that, it's even Shver. Because if it's because we're Talmidim, right, then we became Talmidim through Matan Torah, right? Same way Moshe Rabbeinu became like the Av of Aaron's children because he taught them Torah. And that's behind Dibur Hashem as Moshe Bar Sinai. And the Pasuk Mami says that when did they become his Torahs? That's the way Rashi is explained. When did they become Moshe Rabbeinu's Torahs? Beyond Dibur Hashem as Moshe Bar Sinai. On the day of Matan Torah, when he started to give them over the Torah that the Ribono Shel Olam gave him, that's when they became his Torahs, right? Not before. I'm sure they learned plenty from him before also. But Torah he started teaching them after he received the Torah. And that Torah was Beyond Dibur Hashem as Moshe Bar Sinai. So that means if Bonim Atam Hashem Lakeichem, we're the Talmidim of the Ribono Shel Olam, that's why we're called Bonim. Because Talmidim are called Bonim, and that also has to be looked at as a result of Matan Torah. Right? In which case, it should come out that we're only called Bonim Hashem Lakeichem after Matan Torah, at the very least, right? Now, is that true? Is the first time that Klal Yisrael is called Bonim to the Ribono Shel Olam, is that after Matan Torah? No. Parsha Shmos. After the snare, when Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Yisrael to take leave, to ask Rishus to leave, so at first by the snare, the Rebbeinu told him, "La'atol l'chov v'eshlachov al paro v'hoitzei as ami b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim." I'm going to send you the paro, and you're going to take out my nation b'nei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. That's when he first told him by the snare. Then when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Yisrael, and he says, "I want to go back to Mitzrayim." Yisrael gives him Rishus. So then the Ribono Shel Olam speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu again. And he says, I'm going to Vayom HaShem Moshe Belechtecha Loshev Mitzrayim Rei Kol HaMoshem Asher Samti Biyadecha V'asisum V'nei Parai. Do all the Moshem that I gave you to do in front of the Parai. V'ani Yechazik Es Libai V'lo Yishalach Esoam. V'ani Yechazik Es Libai, and he's not going to send you out. And you should say to Paroi, Koy Amar Hashem, B'ni V'chayri Yisrael. V'aymar Elach, Hashalach es B'ni V'yavdeni, V'atumar L'shalach V'hineh Anecho Hayreg es B'nicha B'chayri Recha. So he tells him right at the beginning, and Rashi explains, he warned him right at the beginning of what's going to be at the end. But he said, B'ni B'chari Yisrael, and he says, Shalach es B'ni V'yavdeni. So here clear, the Ribono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Paroi B'ni B'chari Yisrael, and Shalach is B'ni. So he calls us his Ben. Not only that, it's Ben HaBachar. So Ben HaBachar, Rashi has two pshatim. Either B'chari means it's a lotion of Gedula, and he brings it back. But he says right here, the Rabbanim Shalom was masking on the B'chara that Esav told to Yaakov. Here he's masking, he calls B'ni B'chari Yisrael. So he was chosim on that Mechira that it's a good sale. And the Rabbanim Shalom was masking to that. But that's on B'chari. But B'ni, B'ni B'chari, and again, Shalach has B'ni. So he calls us B'ni. So here, clearly, this is before Matan Torah. And even if you want to say it's because he taught us some Torah beforehand, but you find by Tolus of Aaron, they're not called Tolus Moshe until after Matan Torah. B'yam Divra Hashem. And here, this is before Mara. He hadn't taught them Torah at all over here yet. So the Tolus of Aaron only became his Tolus from Har Sinai and on. And Bonim, Atam Hashem Lakeichem, is a raya that Talmidim called Bonim. But yeah, we see the Rabbi Shalom called us his Bonim way before Matan Torah. And L'chared of Pshat is that our relationship of Bonim to Rabbi Shalom is not totally in the Torah we learn from him. That's a relationship we have. Just like when a person gives birth to a child, the child is not his son because he taught him Torah. You can become someone's son, even if you're not his biological son, if he teaches you the Torah, ma'ala lo v'kosav kilu yolda. But if you're really his son, you're a son whether he ever taught you a word of Torah or not. So l'chayra, Klai Yisrael is considered bonim l'mokvim, not, we're also talmidim, that happened later. But we were bonim before we were talmidim, l'chayra. He created us, and there's a lot of ways to explain that. But l'chayra of pshat is that he created the world for Klai Yisrael. We're the first, not first chronologically, but we're the Iker Bria of the world. We're the ones that he created the world for in order to be maker to us. So because we're the Iker Talda, we're the Iker Talda of the Baruch Shalom, we're the Iker creation, and everything was created for us, Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shinik Bereishis. In that sense, we're called Bonim. In that sense, we could be called Bonim. That's L'chayr, the Poshib Shat, and Bonim Atam L'Hashem L'Keicham. That we're born in Lamakan because we're who he created the world for. So how does Rashi bring a raya then? The Bonim Atam L'Hashem L'Keicham, that's a raya that Talmidim are called Bonim. Right? So I think I'll be say like this. It's true that Bereishis Baralukim is Bishvil Yisrael Shinikra Reishis. That's true. So in that sense, we're the Iker of the Bria, and in that sense we're called his Bonim. But that's not the only drasha that it says over there, right? A lot of drashas. Another drasha is Bishvila Torah Shinikarashis. Right? Bishvila Torah Shinikarashis. Now it's true, there are many other drashas too, but there's one other chazal we know that put those two together in a very, very strong bond. And that's Yisrael Vairaisa Vakutcha Brichu Chadu. Yisrael Vairaisa and the Torah Vakutcha Brichu Chadu. Understand what that means. We taught another time that in the Rabbanu Shalom's tefillin, in our tefillin, we say Hashem Echad. In his tefillin, it says Mi Kamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. So we were masbir that Goy Echad, the Echad over there, the only way we could compare Goy Echad that it says in the Rabbanu Shalom's tefillin, Kabbal Yochel, to the Hashem Echad that's in our tefillin. Because if there's no comparison, if it means two totally different things, and it's a borrowed term when it says Goy Echad, then there's no comparison between the two. And as a matter of fact, the Gemara learns from a pasuk, as Hashem ha'amarta hayom, Hashem ha'amir hayom. You made, as Hashem ha'amarta hayom, you Klai Yisrael made Hashem unique in the world, so he makes you unique also. And it's contrasting that we say Hashem echad, so he says Goy Echad. Hashem echad, there's only one Hashem, but Goy Echad, there's only one Goy. So it means that we're the main Goy. What does it mean? So he said that Goy Echad means that we are a Gilui of the Rabbani Shalom's Achdus. It's not a different Achdus. It's not the thing is a different Achdus. Hashem Echad especially, since Hashem Echad means not only that there is one Hashem and no other Bari Olam, there is nothing besides Hashem. There's nothing that's out of the realm of Hashem's power, His control. Nothing. Even Ra is all within His control. There's nothing that happens in the world connected to His Rotsin ever. And anything that happens is something he allows to happen because it's all part of the plan. that nothing that happens can negate his rotzon. So that's what Hashem Echad means. What could Goy Echad possibly mean? Using it in the same light as Hashem Echad. There it is. Used in the same light as Hashem Echad, because the Echad of Goy Echad is really the same Echad as Hashem Echad. Goy Echad means that we are a Giloy of the Achdus of the Bari Olam. So we're Megala, the Achdus of the Bari Olam. Ultimately, it'll be Hashem, actually Rashi says that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Hashem Elokeinu Achshav is Elokeinu. Lots of Lavoi, he'll be Hashem Echad. How will be Hashem Echad? Because through us will be the Giloi Kvod Shamayim, and ultimately everybody will be Mekabel Hashem as their Elokim, and then it will be Hashem Echad. So to the extent that we're a Giloi of the Achdus Hashem, it becomes Hashem Echad. So that's what it means, Yisrael Vayraisa, because Shibrichu Chadhu. That we are Bonim Lashem at the same time that we're bound up with Taras Hashem. In other words, we're both. We're Bonim and we're Talmidim. It's true that we're called Bonim even before we ever learn Torah. Why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam created us, the Shvil Yisrael Shenek Horeishis and the Shvil HaTorah Shenek Horeishis. Both those things existed. Same way he says Yisrael Vayraisa V'Kodesh Yibrichu Chadhu, that concept existed before Bria. The same way B'Shvil HaTorah Shenek Horeishis does not only mean that he created the world in order to give the Torah, means that the Torah existed before the world, as Chazal say. He created the world for the Torah. Not only that, it says Yistaka Baraiso Bara Alma. He looked in the Torah and he created the world. It means the Torah is the blueprint for the world. So the same way, then, so what does it mean Bishvil HaTorah Shenek Horeishis? It doesn't mean he created the world in order to give the Torah. It means that Torah is what defines the world. Torah is the tachlis of the world. The kiyum of the world and the purpose of the world is defined by Torah. As we know, it says Yom HaShishi. Why does it say Yom HaShishi? It doesn't say Ha by all the Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Chamishi, Revi'i, Chamishi. It doesn't say Ha, Ha Revi'i, Ha Chamishi. Why does it say HaShishi? Why does it say it's that the Shishi, Shishi B'Sivim, when the Torah was given, because until then the world was shaking. It wasn't really cemented. It wasn't really firm. When did it become firm? When did Bria Selim become firm? On Shishi B'Sivim, when we Makabal the Torah. That means that not only is the world created in order to give the Torah, but the world was not created until Matan Torah. That's what created the world. That's what made the world. So the same way that B'Shvil HaTorah Shenek Horeishis means that he created the world for the Torah, meaning Torah is what gives the world its definition, B'Shvil Yisrael Shenek Horeishis also. The concept of Yisrael also, that means existed before the world was created. Because Yisrael Vayraisa B'Kodesh Yibrichu Chadhu, that means that the concept of Yisrael is bound up with the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Torah. And the physical Metzias that comes into being in this world. But the world was created for Yisrael, not the other way around. Not that the world is a place where Yisrael could be created. It's much more than that. It's created for Yisrael. Yisrael, the concept of Yisrael, so Yisrael Vayraisa V'Kodesh Yibrichu Chadhu, that concept is all one bond that goes together. The Metzias of Yisrael is the Metzias of an Am HaTorah. Same way, the metzias of the world is a metzias of an olam hatayra, because ultimately that's what leads to the gilui kavod shemayim and the gilui of his achdus. All of that doesn't exist; neither part exists without the other. Yisrael v'Arayzer Kodesh Baruch Hu Chadu, the metzias of Klal Yisrael derives from our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam through Torah. So yes, it's true that when he created us, we're Bonin. We're B'nei B'chari Yisrael was before Mount Tyre. But as it says, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, what is the schus of Klal Yisrael to go out? The Chiyotzi es B'nei Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Even if I'm able to, Mitzidi, I'm able to do it, but who are they? What is their schus? Rabbeinu Shalom said, because after 3 months, Tavdan es Alekim al Harazeh, there's going to be Mount Tyre in 3 months from now. What kind of answer is that? He says, what schus do they have to go out? What's chus do they have to go out? They're halalo avdei vadezar, halalo avdei vadezar. What's chutzis chayis will have to go out? The Rosh Hashanah says, because when I take them out, they're going to be mekabel the Torah a few months from now. How is that a chutz that they have to go out from now? Because later on they're going to do something? I'm going to give them the Torah, they're going to accept the Torah. So that's their schus to go out. That may be a reason to take them out. But how is that a schus to take? He didn't ask him, why are you taking them out? Why should you? I have a reason. I'm taking them out to give them the Torah. So that's the schus. How is that the schus? It says because Torah is part and parcel of Klal Yisrael. I mean, that's who we are. That's our Metzius. By the way, that's what the Moral says elsewhere. A child is born with a chelik and al mahaba. Because that's the Metzius of Yisrael. That chelik and al mahaba is it. It has to be again. Yisrael v'razor k'tzibich v'chadah. Without Torah, without a chelik and Torah, there's no al mahaba. There's no nothing. So how does a child have a chelik and al mahaba and a chelik and Torah? When he's born, he didn't learn the first word. Torah says, because the Metzius of Klal Yisrael is Torah. We have a kesher to Torah because that's who we are. That's the Metzius. Now, it's true. If we would not have been makabel the Torah, if we refuse Torah later on, access to Olam Torah v'avoyu. Shom take Karaskam. There won't be a world. We can refuse. But refusing means that we're out of existence. There's no world. There's no existence. Existence means our kesher to Ribbono Shel Olam through Torah. So we taka were bonim even before he gave us the Torah. But why? Because we be'etzim are the Ribbono Shel Olam talmidim. That's our Metzius. Now we have to actually learn. Now we have to lemaisa the Rosh Prokim Kila. That's part and parcel of who we are. The Rosh Prokim of Torah. Before we learn the first word, that's the Metzius of Klal Yisrael. Now we have to go learn. So Bodim Atam Hashem Alakechem. Rashi says that's the raya that Talmidim are called Bonim, because Rashi is telling us that the only way. Can we ask how could it be if there's another explanation as to why we're called Bonim? Then how can you bring a raya from there that Talmidim are called Bonim? Maybe we're Bonim because of Bonim. Varai, we were called Bonim before we became Talmidim. No, Rashi's telling us the only reason why we're called Bonim Lamakam is because Yisrael Varai is because of Yisrael, because we're Talmidim. Because of our Metzias. So we have a Yisrael is a Metzias of Talmidim of the Rabbanu Shalom. We have to go learn that, but we're Be'etzim Talmidim because we have a Kesher, the Torah, that existed. Klai Yisrael and the Torah existed together, bound up in one with the Rabbanu Shalom before we were actually created in this world. Therefore, we're only bonim because of Talmidim. When he created this world, when he created this world for the sake of Klal Yisrael, he created this world for the sake of Klal Yisrael, and at the same time for the sake of the Torah. There's no Klal Yisrael without Torah. Hainu hach. It's mamish exactly the same thing. So that's what Rashi's telling us. That's a raya that Talmidim are called bonim. Because there's no other way that we could be called bonim l'makom if not for the fact that we're his Talmidim. Except, we're Talmidim before we even learn the first word. Anybody else is only a Talmud once you teach him. We're Talmidim before we learn the first word because that's Be'etzim or Matthias. We can't exist, we're not going to exist without Torah. What if they said no? They said no, then retroactively the world never existed. The world never existed. If we exist because we're Talmidim. Now we just have to play it out. Now I have to go from the Bekayach to the Bepayach. But Be'etzim we're Talmidim because that's who we are, that's our Metzius of Yisrael.